This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and I feel so badly. Today was a very important day, a birthday for a very famous person. Do either of you two know who that famous person is?
Would it be a member of the birthday club?
No. Ding dong, ding dong. How about you, Buzzy? Ding dong.
I do, because I think I know who you're talking about, because Brian mentioned it in the first hour of the morning show.
Oh, she's 94 years old. I'll give you a clue.
Oh, that's not it.
94 years old today.
Betty White?
No, that's a good guess. Betty White, I think, is actually older than 94. This woman is 94, and she's going to get she'll probably have a huge cake. And it's Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, oh yeah. Wow.
Yeah, 94 today.
Oh, I forgot to get her something.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to send her a card. Sorry, I forgot your birthday card.
I have an ashtray that says, I visited Niagara Falls. You think she'd like that?
I'm sure when she's smoking her cigar. she would love that. She doesn't want to smoke up her crown, though. And see, she has a way of doing it. She can't just blow out the candles. That's very unqueenly. You know what I mean? So you know how she has the queen wave. She takes her hand over the cake and the candles and gives it one queen wave. And it's like a tsunami of wind suddenly comes over and blows out 94 candles. It's amazing. Now, they always have the London Fire Department there, hoses ready just in case they start a fire in the Royal Palace. They put it out with a royal flamethrower.
They use a crop duster.
They do. It flies overhead, the Royal Air Force. But happy birthday to you. What do you buy the Queen? Seriously. What do you buy the Queen that she doesn't have? I'm just thinking. I can't think of a thing. Jewels? You think you get her a jewel?
How about a new air fryer?
She'd love an air fryer. Are you kidding me? Because a lot of the people who are in religion there are friars. And one that could fly an airplane would be an air fryer, wouldn't it? Thank you. Try the veal. We're getting desperate.
We are not amused.
What? We are not amused. We are using the home comedies handbook, which is very thin. It is not a large book.
You're working on the bottom shelf.
Exactly. We're working on our audition for Buddy Shula. If Buddy hears this, he'll never offer me a job.
No.
All right. 10:45. Governor Cuomo will be doing his press conference. And I was wondering how long it might be, simply because he has an appointment later with the president, and I don't think you want to keep the president waiting. And he's meeting with the president at 3 o'clock. So he got from 10:45 until he wants to finish it. He's got plenty of time to do that. Mr. Joseph Beamer, if anybody would like a text, okay, it would be 30930. That we're monitoring here. And he is monitoring the Facebook page.
Let me ask you this, Sandy.
Sure.
Being that Cuomo and the president are going to meet, they're both been taking jabs at each other a little bit. After we had got done complimenting the fact that they were getting along and throwing out some complimentary stuff, but now I'm wondering if we'll get a little bit, hey, let's knock off the BS and get back to work sort of talk.
Well, that's the best time because last time they met in person, right afterwards, there was no tweets, no jabs, no punches, nothing, and it lasted a long time. And then it kind of reverted a little bit back, and they started it again. The last time was, I think, two press conferences ago, when Cuomo said that maybe the president, when he was informed the president was tweeting about him, he said maybe the president should get back to work. I really wish the president would save the tweets for really important stuff. You can still tweet because I think tweeting helped him win the election by bypassing the press, going directly without editing to the people.
And that's the whole point of it because he doesn't think that he could get a fair break with the media. Yeah. And we know that he's right about that.
But he tweets too often. You still got to save that because it's lost the shock effect. And it's just another tweet. Hold your breath or you're going to have to defend it all day. That's basically what it is. Mr. Beamer, if you have, and I know you do.
Yes.
If you care to share, and I know you will, some Facebooks.
Can please. I just say one thing about the two briefings that we get every day?
You've
got you got the presidents and the governors. They both like to veer into storytelling. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, they do.
You know, the governor will talk about his mother's meatballs, and President Trump... Well, I'm not really sure where his stories go. They talks about his supporters and then a casino he used to own. And they both go off track. I think we need to put a clock in the corner of the screen and they get 30 minutes. And then it's just the experts.
Maybe have a theme song in the back. Like that. And just have, that they're short and sweet and the shorter the better.
Game show music.
Yes, exactly. Mr. Beamer, please.
All right.
We have a couple.
Yes, Susan says, when the numbers go down significantly, like one case a day, if people start going about their business, this will spike again because not everyone is taking precautions. And she's right. I saw a gentleman this morning who didn't take precautions. People will get complacent and then cases will go up again.
That's exactly what will happen. The first week or so, they'll still pay attention because they'll be very nervous and they might open the front door and peek out. But after that, if there's no reports of a spike, you'll see them. I think you'll see restaurants coming back right away, especially restaurants that they're familiar with. Now, if I'm a restaurant owner, one of the things I do is how many times you go to a restaurant where they're totally sold out, every seat, every table. Sometimes, but not a lot, okay? I would purposely use it to my advantage to put a sign in front saying that we are socially distance friendly and make the tables far enough away so that they don't have to worry about the person in the next table sneezing or things like that.
Yeah, seat every other table.
Yeah, so you'd have to reposition the tables. Or just leave the tables, but just open up, like Tony said, every other table. Now, you're probably going to make just as much money. Now, there might be a time or two on a Saturday night when it makes it tough, but I think people would appreciate that more. And if I owned a restaurant, that's what I do. I go to enough restaurants. We eat out 2-3 times a week, all the time. Because we just like to. It's a very enjoyable thing for us, and we go to restaurants that we know. But we try new restaurants from time to time. But I think when they open up again, I'm going to go and support all the restaurants that are closed that were restaurants we went to before. Make sure they stay in business. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is a Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm waiting for the governor, as you're waiting for the governor. He is due to be on at 10:45. But the difference is this time he won't be in Albany. He'll be in Buffalo. He'll be at Roswell Park. And so the governor at 10:45, and then he has a 3 o'clock appointment with the president. So it's a pretty busy day for the governor. Let's hope he has some good news for us. But as I said, it seems like both press conferences, his and the president's, start off with a chronology of everything that's happened in the last few months, right up to now, and then they get topical for today. So wait for that. Mr. Beamer from Facebook, which is 30930, we have a lot of things that people want to say. Give us a couple.
We do have a lot, but real quick, hopefully the governor's not taking the 400. The 400 southbound is closed from Route 277 to Transit Road. That's a 3-mile chunk of Route 400 closed, so obviously avoid it if you can.
Well, unless the governor is flying down to East Aurora, he shouldn't need that. Thank you for trying to make it human. I like that.
You know, every now and then it works and it doesn't work. The segues.
Yeah, I would suggest a map for you. A map.
You know,
the odds of the governor's plane landing on the 400. Kind of remote. I don't think the governor would like that, to be honest with you.
No, I don't either, as I'm looking at a map.
Yeah, maybe use the 33. That might be a little better, because on one end of the 33 is the airport, and on the other end is Roswell Park. So I think if he gets off the plane and just stays on the 33, he'll end up at Roswell.
Well, you know, Mooney's is right there off the 400.
Alan doesn't have to worry about his traffic reports being usurped by you. We should have brought Alan in. He could tell us the best route from the airport, and he would say the 33.
Well, he's not doing anything. We could probably pot his mic up at home.
Well, he might be doing things that we don't want the microphone potted up for.
Well, maybe the mayor stopped at Mooney's and tried to jump on the 400 there.
Well, that could be. Maybe the mayor doesn't know his way in.
Maybe he asked me for directions and he ended up on the 400.
Let's go on Route 5. This is a nice scenic view. Oh, look, it's Kathy Hochul. She's at home. Yeah, Kathy's going to be with the governor today. I read a piece in the paper says that she's usually not on stage with him now during these. She before this was, but she has three or four interviews every day with the media. So he's keeping her busy there. He's busy in front of the camera, and we should see him about 10:45. Now, attempt number three,
yes,
to get some really important text. What do you got?
All right. We'll go with Cindy, who says, in Western New York, we have not plateaued, so I don't think we're ready to open for several weeks at this point. I also think many companies want to reopen, but have concerns surrounding their employees and the virus, like exposing other employees. How do we set up their offices using social distancing guidelines to keep all employees safe? These things will have to be figured out before we can fully open back up. And again, to her original point, we have not plateaued in Western New York yet.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank Cindy for using the word plateau, because when I was in school, I remember when they were teaching us about plateaus and what they were. And I thought at that time, with my little pea-sized brain, this is something I'm never, ever in my entire life going to have to use. Nobody is ever going to ask me about a plateau. And it took up until now, in the many years of my life, for a plateau to be a useful word. It's like you learn things in school you just never need. Who discovered the Pacific Ocean? Nobody asks you that. Nobody cares. Nobody, even if you're in the Pacific, say you're in there boating, and you don't say, I wonder who discovered this body of water. Nobody does. Do you, either of you guys know?
Or would it be Ponce de Leon?
No, he was looking for the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was in Florida. I find it funny that he was looking for the Fountain of Youth in Florida, where everybody's 100 years old plus. You ever notice that? There's no youth in Florida, but that's what he was looking for.
Vasca Nunez Balboa.
No, it was Balboa. What, did you just look it up?
Yep. Thank you,
so.
Google.
Yeah. It is Balboa. And
not Rocky.
You know, he discovered it. So just in case you're ever on the West Coast and you want to know and somebody asks you, bring it up as a bar bet. There's a lot of things we learn in school that make good bar bets, and that's about it. Another one, please, Beamer.
I'm sorry.
Well, you got to have stuff you can use as a bar bet.
That's right.
That's a good one. Who discovered the Pacific? Oh, the other good one, how many rods in an acre? Now, when you're with a real estate person and you're buying a house and she says, this is really a nice house and it has 14 rods of land. Nobody says that. And, you know, you're not taxed by how many rods you have. It's always acres. And so you have to know that. How many square rods in an acre?
160.
And I bet you guys don't know that either.
160.
How did you know that?
Thank you, Google.
See, life without Google now would be, it'd be sad because we wouldn't know the answers to any questions. We use Google at our house here. Me and the fiance, we use it to look up who is that actor playing that role. This is the beginning of his or her career, and we don't know her name, and we look it up on Google.
Thank you for Google. Yes.
I love Google, too. If I could only have two, I'd have YouTube and Google.
Definitely YouTube.
YouTube?
Okay. Yeah, got to have YouTube.
Okay. How about you, Buzzy?
Yeah.
You can have two. You can have two. I'm picking YouTube and Google.
Yeah, I mean, I have to have YouTube and I have to have Google. I mean, it's 10:26 and I've gone on both of those websites numerous times today to help with my job.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're very important for everything. And you know what's also good? Bernie is good at this. Looking up on maps, she can find, I told you, my high school, one of my two high school roommates contacted me yesterday. And I found out that he had moved from one town to another, but I wasn't sure where it was. She whips out the map and has the direct route. She knows the street he lives on. You can learn a lot by staying online.
Yeah.
I think people do, too, obviously. Another Facebook, please.
Yeah, Rosanna says, I guess many haven't learned from what happened in Italy. It's obvious from many of these comments that there had to be a lockdown. Many here do not care about the guidelines.
Well, there has to be. I don't believe in the herd deal at all. I believe in doing it the way they're doing it now. And the way they're doing it now is scientifically. Science, you can't rush science. People who discover things never discover it on the first day in the lab. They discover it after a period of years and maybe other people are working on the same project and sharing information and who knows what. Right now, I saw that yesterday they ran a screen title card that said there are 72 projects being directed at the same time right now in the lab trying to find some kind of a treatment or a cure, anything they can for this virus. So we got 72 clinical trials going on at the same time.
Yeah, not to mention how many ways we can test and what are the best apparatuses to use for testing.
Yep, and the different kinds of tests, the different requirements. And my sister in Florida had one where you had to spit into something. Another one, remember he did the joke about you take the cotton swab and you put it up your nose and take a right at your eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
That was the president said, and I thought it was pretty funny, but very descriptive, too. So they have a lot of different tests. I can't believe now that the things that are in short supply are those swabs. They look like Q-tips.
Long Q-tips.
I wonder if they have any kind of medication or something in them that you have to use that length. Otherwise, you could just do Q-tips and use bigger sticks. Huh? Use a hockey stick. That would take a right at the eye easily. All right, we'll take a break and return. We're about 15 minutes away from the governor. He's probably testing his mic out right now in the auditorium at Roswell going, "Hello, Buffalo!" Isn't that what all the rock stars do? We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Tony Caligiuri is here. Joe Beamer is here. They are essential employees. I'm not that essential. I'm at home, and we're doing the show from home. And in about 6 minutes from now, if he's right on time, approximately 6 minutes, the governor will be on from Roswell Park. He will do his press conference here and then get aboard the gubernatorial plane and fly to Washington and meet with the president at 3 o'clock. So he must have pretty good connections. Fly down there, get a car in, no problem, and he'll meet with the president and talk all about it probably tomorrow. Meanwhile, Joe Beamer, we got time for a couple of Facebooks. Why don't we get into them?
All right, let's say Steve says, well, we're moving to a different question. Are you spending more or less money during your stay at home time? What we discussed earlier, Michael says, maybe a little bit more. Splurged a little when I got my stimulus check. I'm still working, so it was found money. Also paid down some bills.
Very nice. I'm spending less, a lot less. Wait a minute, I sound like I'm spending selling mattresses. I spend a lot less than before because the groceries that we got from Instacart were about, well, that was about the same as we spend, isn't it, Bernie? Yeah. And that's it. I haven't spent on anything else. Gasoline, by the way, right now, oil, they can't find any more places to store it. It's in the underground storage facilities. It's in tankers. It's in all kinds of places. They have no more room. They're still pumping it, but they're trying to find places to store it. They can store one of those tankers in my backyard if they want with a hose. That would be very nice. You ever think we'd get to the day where gasoline would be at zero per gallon?
No.
I never did.
Never.
No. And it used to be that whenever, you know, an Audi chic sneezed, we would pay more at the pump, and that's not going to be the case now. Makes it good, too, for traveling because derivatives of oil, obviously, turn into jet fuel for the jets and fuel for the tankers and for the cruise ships. And so all the things they need to get from point A to point B are going to be a lot cheaper, so I think the country's going to bounce right back like one of those little rubber things that you punch it and then it just shows up again. That's going to be us as soon as they give us the okay. Another one, Joe Beamer, please.
Yes, Paula says more or less and then the same. Some things are impossible to still find. So when you do find them, you have no choice but to A, pay more, and B, buy a lot of it. Lysol wipes, disinfecting spray. When those things are found, you have to stock up.
Well, just remember, too, sometimes, I don't want to sound elitist, but try and find clotted cream. It's almost impossible. I you know, on afternoon tea that we had on the ships on one of our last trips there, they had clotted cream and little pastries. You can't get that anymore. When the guy from Instacart says, they're out of clotted cream, I thought, the world is over. What are you going to do? Use regular cream right out of the cow? I don't think so.
How will you survive?
A day without clotted cream is like a day without sunshine. That's
I mean,
all
this
I
is the
say.
Wilderness.
It really is. Are we turning into beasts? Just accepting regular cream as legitimate.
Never mind those people in Alaska. You guys got it tough.
I know. I like to slip into a French accent every once in a while. We will go to the commercial stop set, and so we should be done by the time the governor is ready to talk. So this is WBEN, and we'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.